This episode is brought to you by Manning Publications. Manning is an independent publisher of computer books and video courses specifically for software developers, engineers, architects, and system administrators. It's fabulous to have them on board. For the last 4 years, I've personally used Manning in my own software development career, side projects, and even hackathons. Even when I've been struggling debugging front-end and back-end code, preparing for technical interviews, test-driven development, these books and videos have been an absolute lifesaver. The titles include Zero to AI, Fighting Churn with Data, and Machine Learning for Business. Manning Publications now offers regional pricing for Indian residents. So check out manning.com for pricing in rupees. So if you want to build the next big thing, check out manning.com. And now on with the show.
Can't find a better job for you.
Okay.
Can't you find it? Is this a good job? I said, Grandma, why did you come to my office? See my office, the staff I have, the people I have, the reputation I have. Once upon a time, Ekta Kapoor's serials were, you know, the best thing all females, they can forget eating food, but they can never forget watching that particular TV serial. So, and what she used to show is like, her husband is cheating on her. That means my husband can also cheat on me. Let me contact a detective.
Okay. That is my guest, Akriti Kattari, the founder of Venus Detective Agency. She is like the female Miss Marple. So in this exciting episode, she talks about how she got started and turn this into a very successful business with offices around India. She gives great advice for first-time founders, and she's also talking about going undercover to check up on brides and grooms before they get married. She talks about dating, using high-technology gadgets, conflicts, emotions, and why business is booming due to soap operas. So please enjoy the show. Thank you. Hi, Akriti. Thank you for coming on the Indian Startup Show today.
Hi, Neil. Thanks a lot for calling me on your show.
Please tell the listeners what you do.
I am a private detective by profession. We detect people. We chase people. We enter people's life to see what they are doing. And we unveil the mystery world.
Okay, sounds interesting. And how did you get started?
I never thought it'll become my profession. Although it was a hobby since my school days, I used to, I was very inquisitive since my school days. So I used to find out why, how this happened, what's going on in other person's life, you know, what the teachers are doing, what the principal is doing, how this classmates. So I used to gather information and new things about all of them. So it was hobby, and then same pursued in college days. Then one fine day, I was reading a newspaper and I just found out two, three agencies who had given their advertisement, not for hiring, but just for the, services that we are providing, all these services. Mm-hmm. In case you want to take them, contact us. But I then contacted them that I wanted to be a detective. Mm-hmm. I want to join you rather. So my boss is like, fine, come for an interview. I went for the interview very same day. He said, okay, what all you wanted to do, how to do? He asked me a couple of questions and then he said, okay, when would you like to join? I said, sir, I'm here. You can join me right away. He said, no, come tomorrow onwards. So that's how I joined this profession. Till date, this was my very first job, and till date, I'm still in this profession.
Mm-hmm. Great. And what were the early days like? What was your first case?
Yeah, first case is always memorable for everyone. Mm-hmm. So it's like first case was a pre-marriage check. Mm-hmm. So we need to inquire about a boy. Mm-hmm. His marriage is going to happen. So we need to inquire about him, his family, status, financials, behavior, social reputation, all these points. This is like, go and find out, Akriti. You know, think how you can do. Go and do that. So initial days, I tell you, it's again an interesting thing. I joined. I every day come on time, go on time. Next day, again, same 9:30 in the office, 6 o'clock back to the home. Uh-huh. 9:30 in the office, 6 o'clock back to the home. So I was coming and going, sitting idle whole day. Can you believe it?
Okay, so you were coming to work and then going home without doing any work.
Correct. And that too for 30 odd days.
Wow. Okay.
Then one fine day, I went to my boss and I was like, sir, it's high time. Now I can't sit idle for more time. So he's like, Akriti, this was actually a part of your training. I said, how come training? He said, it's about developing patience.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right. So you need to have patience. Coming, sitting idle and going back. He had not given me even computer, any phone, no work actually to do.
So what did you do then? How did you stay patient?
So it's like you have to sit idle every day. Sometimes I bring books. I started reading books. Sometimes I bring something else, some notes, assignments to be made. Sometimes I gossip with one more girl in the office. So that's how I used to kill time, actually.
And you succeeded.
Yeah, obviously, that's why it's 30 days. Else it would be 3 days. So then he's like, now it's good. Yeah. Now I'll give you the next assignments. That's how I started my training and the journey.
Talk about the first case then. What was the outcome of the first case then, this pre-marriage case?
Outcome case, I was like, how to do, what to do, where to go. I don't know anything. So no ideas, nothing. So I straight away went to the house, knocked the door, rang the bell.
Okay.
This lady opened the door. Something was happening inside the house. I made some interesting story.
Yeah.
But somehow she didn't trap into that story.
Okay.
And she banged the door on me. I was like, fine, it's okay. But as this is my first case, so I cannot go empty-handed. So I have to get the information. So I was like, now next what to do? Then leaving two, three houses, I rang bell of another house, make a story, and this auntie came into my trap. And now she started, giving me all kind of information. I was like, auntie, these guys are not so good. This auntie banged the door on me.
Okay.
She's like, oh, bitter, these people are like this only. They do this, they do that, they do blah, 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 everything. She started puking out everything. So I got to know their social reputation. Then similar way I did with two more houses, one more, this vegetable seller. So somehow I gathered information, their social reputation, their financial reputation, their coming home, going timings. So most of the information I gathered through all these sources.
Excellent. Well done. What was the outcome then? Was it just a case of finding out if he was a good person?
Neil, the profession, I stay to my... This thing I always say is to my client as well, to my people and everybody. We are not here to judge people. We are here to give you the facts. Maybe few things will be positive for you. Maybe the same thing will be negative for the other people. It's about your thought process in a pre-marriage check. So, for example, if I say this boy drinks a lot of alcohol, one family said to me, it's fine. Even in our family, everybody drinks a lot. In the other family, oh, nobody drinks in my family. This is wrong. We cannot get married our daughter to this guy. So it's about approach of different people, approach of different families. So we are not here to conclude anything. We are here to give you the facts and figures, the information we gather. Now, what the conclusion that you have to make it on your own.
Okay, so that's fair enough. So from your point of view, you're just there to gather the information on their behalf.
Right.
And then present it, the facts, etc. Just the facts, etc. And then they can take it on what needs to be done after that.
So yes. Because love affairs, one lady is like, fine, he's coming on time, giving me all financials and everything. I'm happy. Let him go wherever he is going.
So actually, when did you start your own business?
No one was, even I was, I never thought of having my own business. The only thing which made me, I was like a boss, being a young blood, it's like, boss, let's do the things this way. Let's do these things this way. So I have so many innovative things in my mind to do the same thing in a different way. So, but sometimes if I give 10 suggestions, my boss implement maybe one or at the most two,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes zero. So I thought, I want to implement all these 10 on 10. Whatever is the outcome, let it be. One has to take risk and one has to implement all these things. So with this make me realize that for this, I have to have something of my own. Then there are people in the same, my own business and industry. They were like, why don't you have something of your own? Why don't you have something of your own? This led me to have this Venus detector. I was like, okay, fine, I'm very fine. But how to approach? What will be my thought process, methodology? As like, I'm a female, I'll promote myself as a female detective. I'll hire everybody in my organization a female.
Mm-hmm.
So let me promote my organization as a female organization where people can come and talk their problems comfortably.
So do you think that the reason why you hire females, is it because people are less suspicious of like women, you think?
Yes. Yeah. Female have an edge above others. Reason is people get less suspicious about females. They get entry anywhere and everywhere. You get information easily. You can talk to people. All these things are comfortable. So people feel comfortable while talking to a female. Even if they are coming for discussing, for the discussion of their initial level case, they prefer talking to a female. They think that females understand emotions, personal issues better than males.
Obviously, you know, with the rise of social media, business must be booming.
We used to say that social media has given obviously a boom. Apart from that, TV serials have also promoted it.
Okay.
There were ladies sitting idle at home watching serials. Once upon a time, Ekta Kapoor's serials were, you know, the best thing all females. They can forget eating food, but they can never forget watching that particular TV serial. So, and what she used to show is like, her husband is cheating on her. That means my husband can also cheat on me. Let me contact a detective.
Okay.
She'll give you a call. Oh, my husband is also coming late. Go and check him, what he's doing. So again, opening, they were getting open, talking, coming up for the checking. And that gives the more business, obviously. But still, what I'll say is 2 to 3% of the population is using detective services.
Okay. Okay. You mentioned the, you know, long hours.
Long hours, but strategic approach. Initial days we used to long hours, but then, you know, we keep on changing people so that nobody should get a doubt, yeah, along with the vehicle as well. So much of precautions to be taken.
Yeah.
So as precautions are better than cure.
Yeah, definitely. Go on then. What's your like favorite case then, or most surprising case then?
Story is like,
yeah, what's your favorite case?
Yeah, because we get a lot of love affair cases these days. So this gentleman has given us a case of a lady we were following, and he is like, okay, look, I was like, okay, fine. This lady is having an affair with me. This lady is married.
No.
So these, you need not to see these two people. One is husband, yeah, one is me.
Mm-hmm.
Now you need to find out third person.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's like a love triangle going on here.
They were like that. And all these things are quite interesting and fascinating to us. What happened is sometimes people gives you false information.
Ah, right.
And when you're,
Why would they give you false information? Oh, the person you're investigating.
Husband.
Yeah.
Okay, he's my husband or he's my fiance. They will never come up and say, you know, he's my boyfriend, mm-hmm, who had ditched me. I mean, for males as well. They'll come up and say, sometimes they make a new mail ID to chat with you. They'll take a new number just to talk to you, just to keep their identities hidden.
So you're like the female James Bond.
Yes.
So have you got like a spy kit like James Bond has?
Correct. So it's like we were following someone. Where are you going? Entering a hotel. So this man went into the hotel. Yes, with this lady. We are taking all photographs. He has taken a lift. Entering, going to this room, particular room he has entered with this lady. Then we called his wife. What happened? She, you know, within half an hour, she reached that hotel.
Oh.
And we just told her the room number.
Yeah.
And she told the hotel staff, look, I'm his wife. You cannot stop me going inside the room.
Yeah.
Legally, I can open the door without knocking even. So I'm going inside. So she went inside. pulled her husband, dragged him in front of everyone in the hotel, literally dragged him, you know, come on, sit in the car. And she took that man away, calling me, Akriti, can you do me a favor? I said, what? Follow this girl. Who is she? I wanted to know.
Case solved on that one. Definitely.
But this, I wanted to know who this lady is. Hmm. Like, okay, you take your husband. We'll see who this lady is. Wherever she'll be going, we will follow and see her residence.
It must be quite dangerous then. Have you been threatened by anyone? Chased down the street by anyone?
So all these things we do. Sometimes, you know, taking a room in the same hotel. If this is it could be a different city. She cannot come. So they'll say, come on, make a new, just make videos as much as you can. So we take a room in the same hotel. And wherever this man is going, we follow him. Or else if he's in the hotel, you know, eating, taking breakfast, dinner time, both of them going together, we shoot all of these things.
So talk about the surveillance then. You know, do you use any different kind of devices?
Devices, yes. Spy cameras, because everybody wants all clear videos, so HD quality video cameras. Mm. So these days, small, tiny, tiny cameras are available. Then we use some GPS systems. In case we could miss the vehicle, so what we do is a temporary GPS, which has magnetic this thing. So we just put it in under your vehicle. Wherever this vehicle is going now, I can track it online.
Mm-hmm. There's no escape from you then.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing this then?
Now it's more than a decade. It's around 12, 13 years I'm into this profession.
Yeah. So what keeps you going then? What still motivates you?
Motivation, the profession itself is a motivation. Mm. This has now becomes a passion more than a profession or a business. Mm. I love doing this. I mean, one fine day when I'm not coming and working, I feel like something is missing in the life.
Mm. So in a typical day then, how many calls do you take and how many cases do you take?
Say in a month, we do more than 100 cases a month. Mm-hmm. And as far as calls are concerned, in a day, we get, say, around 20, 25 calls.
And the majority of those calls, what are they? What type of cases are they?
Both, 50-50. Females and males, both.
Okay.
And we do a lot of corporate cases as well.
Okay.
You know, my employee is cheating. Find out who this employee is.
Mm. Must be exciting.
Yeah. So someone is passing my information. Someone is leaking my information. Mm. So find out. So I was like, okay. Do one thing, mm-hmm. deploy my detective in your company as a normal employee. And this person's job is to find out whatever is going on in your organization.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. And in terms of the business model then, what is that? Do you charge per case then, or is it per hour? Or
varies.
Yeah.
It's more per hour sometimes, sometimes per day, sometimes as a project. That this is the complete project you need to do. Mm. Oh. So it depends on customer's requirement and availability of information. Now we could analyze that this is an easier case, this is a difficult case. Mm. So that's how it varies. And then output, for example, one person is, recently we are doing a case, this person is having a night shift.
Okay.
Right? So he's going, it's around 5:30 in the evening. As per his wife, his shift gets over at 3:30 in the morning. Mm. But he's coming back home, say, 9:30 or 10. She wanted to know what he's been doing after 3:30.
Interesting, yeah.
So, difficulty is like, first of all, first difficulty is about the timing. Yeah. You need to work at 3:30. His shift timing is getting over. Now, difficulty is, he's not driving any vehicle. Mm. He can go by auto, cab, or friend's vehicle, or it could be anything. This is the next level of difficulty. When you have a fixed vehicle, it's easy to locate.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Do you have to deal with like blackmail cases as well?
Blackmail, more than blackmail, I'll tell you another case.
Yeah.
Interesting one. This father of a boy came to me and he's like, my son is in love with a girl. I said, so what's the problem? He said, in my surroundings, we cannot allow love marriages to happen. Mm. So I cannot allow my son to get married to this girl.
Oh.
Okay. I said, now what to be done? He said, now I want this girl to love another boy.
Okay.
And leave my son. Got it? Yep. So he wanted us to do honey trapping of this girl.
Ah, right. Okay. Honey trap. Okay.
Right? For the reason? Because he didn't want his son to get married to this girl.
Because he doesn't believe in love marriages.
Yes. Parents also.
What was the outcome of that?
He said, I don't believe in love marriages. Okay. I have a very big reputation. Mm. So if he'll get married to this girl, and I don't like this girl. This girl is not up to our standards. She's below our standards. So, the society we belongs to and the status we belongs to, rather.
Well, that's
so
that's
all these deep. Cases.
Yeah.
So we did inquiry, honey trapping. So all these things. Now we wanted someone to approach her. Yeah. I said, okay, then again comes surveillance is the backbone of our industry. Mm-hmm. So everything stands on that. So I said, okay, fine. Let me first deploy some people for the surveillance and see her daily routine, where she goes, where she drinks, where she parties. And then I'll introduce someone if possible. Another kind of cases which we are dealing these days are the maintenance cases. Mm-hmm. Females are misusing the laws in India. Laws are made to help them, but they're misusing.
Oh, okay.
I'm working, I'm earning, but I'll go in the court and claim that I'm not earning.
Oh, okay.
Now I want my husband to pay my livelihood, my maintenance cost. Mm-hmm. Right. So, this is just for a false case. So we need to find out where she's working, taking out her working proofs and everything. All these things.
Sounds like you're really busy at the moment then. so people listening to this, would you recommend this as a career then?
Obviously, these days, a lot of people are coming. I tell you, a girl in a 9th standard had written an email to me. She said, I wanted to become a detective later in my life. I mean, after my studies, please guide me. What all subjects should I take? So it is interesting. The only thing why not so much of people are into this is the reason the profession is till date not legalized in India. Completely legalized, rather I should use the word. So although the association is fighting for it, but the profession is not completely legalized. So that is why you won't find much females into it. Rather, even for the males as well, their family says, oh, is this the profession? This is not a career. Go and find some white collar job.
But what was your parents' reaction when you told them?
Same.
Yeah.
Even they said the same thing. I tell you, till date, can you believe? Till date. My grandmother is like, you can't find a better job for you.
Okay.
Can't you find it? Is this a good job? I said, Grandma, why did you come to my office? See my office, the staff I have, the people I have, the reputation I have. How can I get at all these things? One. Second, this is my passion rather than a career. I love doing all these things. I always tell people, shows like Big Boss is a big hit. Why? Because people love watching what's happening in other person's life.
True.
So people love it. They wanted to know what's happening. Then missing person, somebody had taken money from me. Now he is lost. Banks comes to us, corporates comes to us, financial institutions comes to us for the same reason. They have taken loans now, they have vanished. Kindly find them out for us.
So, have you got any advice to our listeners who want to start a business?
First, you have to love the job. Anybody who wanted to be into it has to really go deep and study and analyze. You cannot make it just a business. It is a profession, it's a career, and you have to love your profession. So you need to love. As far as, people, journalists, journalism is concerned, until unless you go deep into any kind of profession, you can't love your job, you cannot make great ideas and big things in that same profession. Now the thing is, one thing is you have to love it. Second thing is, if you wanted to join it, be alert. Nobody is ready to accept it. The profession is still not acceptable. It is still people consider as, out of the box profession. And yes, this is a glamour industry, very glamorous job. You meet new people every day. You listen to their stories. Sometimes people come crying to you. You need to console them. So be prepared for all these things.
So looking back then, what's the one thing that surprised you?
Surprised me because why people cannot accept it. The profession exists. Female detectives exist in our country from the era of Chandragupta Maurya. Chanakya actually introduced. Do you know that Vishkanyas, if you have heard?
No, I haven't.
All those Vishkanyas are used as detectives or investigators to gather information. Mm-hmm. So all these things are being used. So this is existing. Pre-marriage check, which is very unique in our country. Mm-hmm. It's not happening anywhere other in other part of the world. So these pre-marriage checks, we used to send barbers to go in other village and find out what kind of a family it is. Mm. So these checks, these things are existing since long. It's just that we have made it a profession and a structured way we are doing it nowadays. Mm. So that's it. So people should start accepting this. Mm. That this could be another career choice for their kids.
Yeah, definitely. How do you find the management side of things? Because obviously you started as one person in one room. You know, now you've got offices around India.
Yeah, management, I must tell you, there are a few agency owners have visited me and they were like, Akshati, your office looks like more like a corporate office than a detective agency. So you have so many people. It's like, I believe in distribution of work. So distribute the work, one. Second, although we are into a profession where we can't rely on people. So that faith has lost. But anyhow, you have to have faith in your people. Mm. So one man army cannot survive. Mm. So you need to have people, although reliable people. Sometimes you will have, you know, 1 out of 10, somebody who will not backbite you or something like that. But this is part and parcel of life and management. So somehow I had made a corporate-like structure, punching, systemized management, softwares, technology. I use a lot of technology. I said when technology is available, one should take help of it. Mm-hmm. So I use a lot of technology to manage my staff, my organization, my branches and everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Last few questions then. So in your like private life then, are you like suspicious of people then? Based on what you've been doing for the last 12 years?
Honestly, when I am concerned, somehow I'm very practical. And same thing I tell my people as well. When you are entering the office, keep your personal life out. And when you are going back home, keep your official life out of that door. So I never mix my personal and official life together. So it's like, if you doubt people, if you don't rely on people, you cannot survive. You have to.
Yeah, what would you say like your future plans or future goals perhaps in 2 to 3 years' time?
My future goals are like I have already opened a training, online training institute for people who wanted to join this organization.
Yep.
It's a purely online course. Mm-hmm. Anybody and everybody can do this and come and join us. Also, we can help them placing into other agencies. Mm-hmm. Now, we are also, there are few cases. They have already found out everything. It's just like, I know everything. Now, I need guidance, what to be done next. Mm-hmm. So, for that guidance, I had opened another venture for Venus Counseling, wherein we counsel people and guide them what to be done next. Mm-hmm. Counseling, training, investigation, I'm already doing it. Now, for future more, I wanted to expand for more branches because people wanted to visit and talk. That's why we need branches at various cities. So more opening more branches, recruiting more staff and catering to more people.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, when you see these cases, especially the love cases, do you think like, you know, why are these people getting married in the first place? You know what I mean?
These love affair cases, yes, but should I use credit or something? The credit goes, a lot of credit goes to social media. Mm-hmm. People have stopped believing in their relationships. Mm-hmm. One. Second, the interest and all these, but for such a hectic life, you have lost interest and believe in your relationships. Mm-hmm. So even if I'm in relationship, I'm talking and chatting to someone else. Mm-hmm. That's why to whom he is chatting. So we don't give the other person a personal space. All these things will give you extramarital affairs. Or trying new things. Let me try this. Let me go on Tinder and try new things. So awesome. All these things will give all this boost to love affair cases.
Yeah.
This world is interesting. It's a mystery world. You need to unveil the mystery.
Excellent. So last question then. For people who want more information on you and the detective agency, what must they do?
They can visit our website, www.venusdetective.com. All the information about me, about detectives, how to become a detective, the link to the training course as well, everything is available on my website.
Akriti, thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks for listening to the show today. I shall be back next week. And thanks to Manning Publications for supporting the podcast. Please follow them on Twitter at Manning Books or facebook.com/Manning Books and get exclusive discounts, product announcements, author news, and great content. Manning Publications now offers regional pricing for Indian residents. So check out manning.com for pricing in rupees. Titles include Zero to AI, Fighting Churn with Data, Machine Learning for Business, so go to www.manning.com. Thank you and goodbye.